Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt.
Last time on Kids on Bikes? Wait, this is the finale. If you don't remember what happened in the last episode, you should just go back and re-listen to that one. I mean, this is the finale, people. You can't just come in here not knowing what's going on. That's ridiculous. Like, I can't stand for it. If I told you what was going on, it'd be really irresponsible. So I'm not gonna do it.
Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. I am so excited to present our season finale and the final episode of Crits on Bikes, our Kids on Bikes playthrough. Returning to the table, reprising their roles, I have Rebecca.
Hello.
Tim.
Howdy.
Connor.
Hey, hey.
And Derek.
Hello.
Playing Andy Maxwell. I thought I could do it quick. Andy Maxwell, Danny, and Josh. I will be reprising the role as Billy. But before we find out what happens here in the little town of Bethlehem, we're going to answer a question from the Ultimate RPG Campfire card deck. That question is for your characters, not ourselves. The question is from our characters' past. And the question is, what is the worst mistake you have made in your time adventuring? And how does it impact you today?
I think the biggest mistake was that we didn't even try really to save Tammy and Tommy and Jim. We kind of just ran away. And Andy is concerned that in the heat of the moment, we may or may not do that again.
Okay.
Danny feels like he made several mistakes in his dealing with Shelley over these past few days. He could have been more scrutinous and maybe a little more courteous towards her at the end there. Not really sure where we left things, and he does kind of regret it. Or at least when he's able to think more about it, he will certainly.
Okay. Is it having any impact on his current adventuring?
It's definitely something that's like distracting in the background. He's like, oh, wait a minute. What was going on? Like, where is Shelley? He's still kind of concerned, but also kind of weirded out still about her, you know, saying that thing about knowing the most about what was going on with Tommy and Jim. And then not remembering the issue at the fortune teller. But also, that could have just been because she was, you know, under a spell also. But, yeah, lots of questions that he's now thinking that he was blinded by some other emotions for the past, you know, few interactions that he might not have scrutinized as much.
All right. Josh and or Maxwell.
Regrets since I have come to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania on this little adventure.
Doesn't have to be on this adventure either. It can be from a previous adventure that you were tied to.
Maxwell was tied to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Tim. I mean, Tim's been on plenty of adventures, but it'd be weird.
If I can count the other game,
yeah,
I would have to say I kind of regret just leaving that one girl behind, and then she was presumably murdered by the river people. So, you know, yeah, that always comes into play a little bit. And I guess Maxwell kind of, I think maybe that's why he stuck so tight when he realized this group of kids was becoming his friends. This is like the idea of just because you don't know one as much as like you know other people doesn't mean you should just completely abandon them or you know throw them away, so to speak.
That's great. And if you guys don't know what Maxwell is talking about, Maxwell is actually from the Badge Quest storyline in season one. So if you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to that. That's very fun too. All right, Josh.
All right. I feel like Josh may be regretting something that probably didn't happen. I think that he's regretting that the group wasn't there for whatever Jack might have went through when he disappeared, being that he still is paranoid about his friend disappearing and everything else, that something might have happened and that the group wasn't there to help and aid in his friend's struggle.
So a little bit of paranoia.
A little bit of paranoia.
Though we should assume that Jack is fine.
Yes.
But Josh doesn't know that.
Josh doesn't believe it.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, don't let all of that haunt you too much going into this last phase of the adventure. As you guys are standing at the top of the stairwell, waiting to descend back down, you hear the violin music once again. And as you turn to look back towards the door, is the light still off on the landing?
I don't think any of us would have turned it back on, and then the door came.
Okay, so you guys have
no, it shouldn't be on.
Two flashlights standing at the top of the landing, beginning to descend. You hear the violin music start once again, and from underneath the door, you begin to see flames. And very quickly, they begin to encompass the entire front door and then are creeping out towards you guys on the landing.
We still got that rope, guys. I don't know if we're getting through that door.
You guys are outside.
Wait, we're outside. Yeah, yeah.
We're outside.
Yeah. Yes. So the spiral staircase is the only thing in front of you.
Move down.
The door behind us is on fire?
Yes.
Oh.
Pushing us off the landing.
You're on the landing.
You're on the landing. Yes. Stairway in front of you, door closed behind you. The flames are coming out from underneath the door behind you.
Where
you
just keep running. Yeah. Right?
Yes. Go.
Slide. Andy, go.
Everybody give me some flight checks. Pretty low roll. Just a 3.
I got a 1.
I also got a 1.
18.
6.
We up out of here.
All right. Maxwell's the first one down the stairs, navigating very quickly and easily down. The intense and immense number of stairs that are spiraling has no effect on his ability to fly down them. However, almost everybody else tries to run at the same time, tripping down the stairs and landing several stairs apart from each other. It takes you a moment to get back up. And at this time, the fire has creeped to the top of the stairs, and you can see it begin to spread to the stairs themselves.
Well, hopefully that kerfuffle of me falling alerted some of the other people in this apartment building that there's something going on.
You have no indication of such.
I'm sure they have fire alarms. Let's just keep going.
Hopefully.
Oh, I thought you guys were like mid-fall, and I was like, are we talking while we're falling?
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, Josh is going to keep focused on getting down the stairs.
Oh, Josh, yeah, you made out fine.
Okay.
Right, you got a 6. Yeah. So you leap over Maxwell, Billy, and not Maxwell, Danny, Andy, and Billy as they tumble down. However, you're fine too.
Okay.
Once I get to the bottom, I'm going to immediately light another one of those flares and just hold it above my head.
All right.
Getting down.
Right on. After that, the three that had a hard time make it down the stairs, and you guys are in front of the hatch, and you can see the fire spreading down the walls towards you.
I think we'd have the boys go through first.
Yep.
And you get down into the tunnels.
Yep.
And seal the door.
Okay, that was terrible. We just keep running?
Yeah, we gotta make a mad dash for the bookstore?
I think so.
Music stop?
The music is not as loud.
Okay.
It has definitely died down since you guys got in here, but everybody give me some brains rolls.
Just because we don't see them now doesn't mean they're not close.
Anybody get above a 4?
I got a 4.
I got a 5.
3.
All right. So Maxwell, you still hear the sound of the violin. However, you can't pinpoint it. Everybody else can hear that it is now no longer just omnipotent around you, but you can hear it actually coming from the tunnel in front of you. Like, as you move through this single file tunnel back to the large corridor, you can hear it getting louder. And as you come out into the large tunnel, you can actually tell it's coming from a little bit further down Main Street still, and more in front of you towards the other side of the tunnel.
Further away from, like, the motel side, like down further away from the main part of town, or closer to where the bookstore and the police station and stuff is?
I guess it's more almost directly across from you rather than down the road.
Okay. Run.
Towards the school, I guess.
We're just going to get in that hallway and run.
Yeah. Okay. Where do you run to?
Back the way we came, towards the hotel. And we can decide if we're going to try and get out in the hotel and run into the top floor of the bookstore, or try and come... Oh, we can't come up the ladder, right? We broke the ladder.
There is no ladder.
Yeah. Right, but we did... Oh, yeah. We propped the door, so we should definitely... Yeah, I think that's the best. Up through the hotel, across the street.
Or to the place where we busted it open, the historic place. But running that way, regardless, right?
Okay. You head down to the tunnel past the body parts, and it only takes not even a minute, probably, to get down this tunnel running at full speed down to where the speakeasy door is that you guys broke open.
This is, like, right across the street. I say we just get out here.
Yep.
Oh, but we gotta crawl through that thing again.
Well.
Everybody through the crawly hole. On your belly.
And the five of you pop up in the speakeasy.
Awesome.
Are we gonna keep moving?
I feel like we don't have time the street to stop. Yeah.
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 Going keep out moving. The front door. Don't listen to the concierge. Don't even make eye contact. Just run.
Just book it.
The first, like, fire detector, smoke detector that's up in the thing, I'm going to presume I still have a flare going and just hold it right next to it, try to set that off so that we can start kind of cause a distraction of us getting out of here and cause a distraction as we're about to make our way over and just be in a bookstore right now. But also to get some emergency folks
set up
thickly in the area in case something south happens.
All right.
Good idea.
Yeah. So you set off the fire alarm in the Hotel Bethlehem.
Awesome. And then continue running out the back door.
You are not the back.
No, we're going out the front door.
We're going out the front door?
We're going out the front.
Yeah, we're going right out the front door.
I mean, so the back door would technically be closer for you guys. If you come into the speakeasy, you'd have to go, like, up the stairs because it's in the basement.
But the front door is closer to the bookstore. That's true.
Okay.
It's less time outside.
Instead of doing this, we're doing this.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Just looking like a bunch of deranged farmers. And... running through, yeah. And so when you guys get up there, there's a lot of people that are pretty confused. You get that classic, oh, should we evacuate? There's plenty of people leaving the bar here. The hotel is starting to unpack its residents.
Josh stops and slams the crowbar on things. The hotel is on fire! Leave!
Just realized we're sending people outside where the wolf is. But maybe if they're in a big group, they'll be okay.
I wasn't necessarily planning to try and evacuate everyone.
Yeah. Oh, well. Whatever.
It's happening.
It's happening.
I mean, the fire alarm's going off. Yeah. We're going outside. Yeah, we run to the bookstore.
As you guys are running across the street, all of the streetlights begin to flicker all up and down Main Street. And as there are still people on the road itself and leaving the building, you can hear another roar coming from the woods. And several of the residents stop and look at each other. And it must be the bear. The bear is back. We have to get back inside. We need shelter. And they begin to panic. However, the cops are very quick to respond as they were right down the road. And soon there are also several sheriffs that are pulling up, investigating the scene.
The perfect distraction.
Yep. Into the bookstore. Right? That's where we're heading?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We should already be there. I mean, it's only across the street.
Yeah, if you guys run there, you get there very quickly.
Yes.
Busting in through the same back door you guys have busted in through before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hopefully being a little quieter this time.
Which of us has the best brawn? Danny?
My brawn is 12.
Okay, mine's only 4. So
4.
Perhaps 6. You should be the one to stab the book.
As you guys enter into the bookstore, you hear a lot of screaming coming from the street as these lights continue to flicker and then go out completely, and you can hear the roaring of the quote-unquote bear right outside the front of the bookstore.
Guys, that bear is getting close.
guys, let's get to the book and stab that shit and hope to God that that's how that works.
Do you think we're supposed to stab that thing in the chest with the knife?
I mean, well, we should start with the book. We're here.
Everybody give me a brains roll quick. No. I don't know why I made you roll. Anybody get lower than a one?
No.
I got a 11.
Lower than a one.
As you guys are briefly contemplating as you move towards the propped open door, you can hear the loudest roar yet. And as you turn your head, you can see the beast is directly outside the bookstore, getting ready to leap through the window.
Max, give me the knife.
Yep, we'll hold him off.
The knife? My Swiss Army knife?
The dagger.
The dagger. You grab.
Oh, the dagger.
Can you hand him the Swiss Army knife?
Not He's this like... little one? Did you pick the other one up?
Okay, I hand him the knife, and then I pull out a flare, and I start putting a line of salt in front of the door.
Danny.
I'm going to charge into that little back room and try and stab the book.
As you're running, the beast leaps through the front window. Give me a brawn of a 10 to stab this book.
Oh, it's a 2.
No.
Oh.
I don't have anything that really helps myself. I got protective and loyal, but those are for helping my friends.
Anybody got anything?
Derek and Tim have flippy coin things.
I can spend it on one common item that I might be able to find.
I can spend 2 on a common item that I might have.
But I thought we can always use them to help other roles or something. No?
No, it has to be one of your traits or your strengths.
Also, there's nothing that's going to bring it up 8 points. I'll just be honest there. Your first attempt at stabbing the book, the dagger, you don't stab it in the right spot. Maybe it's your, in your haste, you stab the wrong, or what you would assume the wrong page part of the book is, and the dagger just bounces back off. The beast breaks through the window and is now in the bookstore with all of you. Somebody should probably take over Billy quick and do something helpful.
Can he do ice breath again?
He can do ice breath again.
Okay, I'm going to take him and say, I'm going to huff and puff and blow you away.
All right, roll me 2d4.
Okay.
It's going to take a 6.
Oh, well, that's impossible. I got a 4.
It's not impossible.
And a 4.
That's 8.
Yay.
Great. Both of those things blow up, actually.
Oh, and roll I can again. Keep rolling?
Yep.
Yeah.
3.
Roll again. Roll again. Another one. You rolled 2 4s. Oh. They both blow up.
And 2. So 8 plus 5.
I mean, that's a lot. That's
13.
Yeah, 13. The biggest gust of frozen air comes billowing out of Billy's mouth. And as the beast, which you guys can definitely now see is a large werewolf-like creature, as it stalks closer to you, it slowly gets frozen in place. And as its legs freeze into the floor and its arms, which were swinging wildly, knocking bookshelves out of the way, slow down. The beast is temporarily stuck here. Danny, what do you do?
Should I try and stab the beast, guys, or should I try and stab the book again?
The book.
You're in the room with the book. Go for it.
All right, I'm going to try and stab the book again. 11.
You stab into this book right where the dagger, the illustration of the dagger would be stabbing into the beast's heart in this book. It slides through like butter. And as you continue to stab this dagger through the page, straight through, the page disintegrates. And so does the dagger along with it.
Oh, shoes.
The book falls down onto the ground, no longer bathed in a purple light. And in front of you guys, the beast quickly transforms from this hideous werewolf and collapses down, and Jeff Tambor is laying in the bookstore in front of you, unconscious.
That must be Eric Zan.
No, that's Jeff from the picture. This is Jim's brother.
Who's Jim?
Jim was the guy that we...
He owned the bookstore, actually.
Yeah, he did own the bookstore. He died.
I mean, he does...
Guys, should we tie him up?
Oh, great, because this is Jeff of Jim. Or Jim of Jeff? Which one is this? Two J's or...
Jeff.
This is Jeff.
The brother of Jim.
Who owned the bookstore?
Yes, and is dead now. So...
That's terrible.
We should tie him up, probably.
As you guys are standing here, several sheriffs begin to rush towards the building as there's ensuing chaos outside, and this giant beast just broke through the front window.
Close the trap door! Close the trap door!
Is Jeff naked?
Oh, then...
Yes, actually he is.
If the cops are rushing in or rushing towards us, I think we should all retreat to the room where the book was in.
I mean, I'm a girl. I could just stay here and be like, he attacked me and he's naked. And so I attacked him.
I think we should hide.
Okay. We hide.
My nose is bleeding a lot.
Oh, yeah. We got to get you another t-shirt. Oh, they're in the room. It's perfect.
All right. And you guys run into the secret room?
Yes.
We'll say you guys get in there and are able to close the door before the cops are able to follow you.
It's a good thing this guy has a lifetime supply of t-shirts. And it's wild that Billy's one that needs them all.
Oh, I'm glad he had them. I don't feel so hot. I feel really cold, actually. My teeth are chattering.
Oh, we gotta get you some hot chocolate.
Danny, you did it!
I did something. I mean, the dagger's gone and the page of the book completely disintegrated. And then that beast turned into a guy.
So if we took care of the beast, maybe the girls are separate, and maybe we have to smash the violin that we have no idea where it is.
Oh, that's a good idea. Everybody, quiet down for a second. Do we still hear that violin music?
You do. Coming down from below you in the tunnel.
Oh, God, it's coming from below us. I really was hoping that that would stop when the beast stopped.
Yep.
Anyone have a Wraith Fire Bomb to drop down this hole?
I could drop a flare down.
Couldn't hurt. It's a long drop. And if we gotta climb down, it'd be nice to know what we're landing on.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
You send another flare down. It lands at the bottom next to the crumpled ladder.
Is there anything in here that we can tie off this rope to rappel down the hole?
There's a good post. A nice, post holding up a beam. Looks pretty structurally structured.
Perfect.
Rather good.
All right, tie the rope off.
All right, and you guys climb down the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Into the tunnel.
I'll go down first, and I just rappel down. Whee!
Yeah, I think we usually would try to, sandwich the boys in there.
I was going to say, I'd go down next.
Yeah, and then Andy would go up last, just in case something happened in the back.
You would need to be up there to talk Billy down the road.
Yeah, that too.
I tried this in gym.
Yeah.
It went real poor.
Well, you're going to do better this time, buddy.
All right.
And Billy grabs onto the rope and almost immediately slides down, getting rope burn on his hands all the way down.
Oh, my hands are burning. This is much worse than last time. Me and the two other boys are down there trying to catch Billy. That's why I went first.
This sucks. This day's been terrible.
I'm going to slide
down. It's not over yet.
We'll get you to the doctor soon.
I might think that being grounded was safer. Mom doesn't like me, but she usually doesn't beat me or light me on fire or freeze me or try to stab me. And she gives me shoes.
Josh walks by. Yeah, definitely safer for you to stay home. Pats him on the back. Let's go.
For now, we press on, Billy. And we follow the sound of the violin.
It's coming back down the tunnel towards the Silk Mill apartments. However, it is definitively not coming from the Silk Mill apartment side.
That'd be the school, right? On the other side?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I think it's coming from where the school would be.
That is where some of the other beast activities occurred, so I guess let's head back over that way.
This is like we have a habit of breaking into this school.
Yeah. I mean, we've kind of broken into, everywhere in town, so at this point, the school's the least offensive.
That's a good point. Well, actually, maybe there's a door, and then it's not breaking in at all. It's just using a different entrance.
Is it really breaking in when the tunnels go everywhere?
Is this your first time at school? I'll show you my locker.
I guess technically. I mean, I've been, in a school, but this is my first time. I mean, yeah.
You guys broke into this school already today.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Everything that's happened, it seems like many days in between.
It's hard to remember when you're so active.
I can't believe it's only been 48 hours.
It's been the longest 48 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we going to keep going or are we just going to keep discussing how long the day's been?
Well, I'm just kind of putting it off because I'm a little scared. I feel a little tie-tie.
You should always do the things you don't want to do first, so let's go.
I don't want a milkshake.
We could take care of that later when we're topside.
Yes, let's get through the Underdark now, and then we'll get milkshakes later.
Do we get to pass that really creepy pile of bodies again?
Probably. Probably several more times tonight.
Cool.
Maybe even another equally as creepy pile of bodies.
Oh, cool.
Or worse.
Oh, even better.
Okay, so are we at the school yet?
Sure.
I'm not asking Billy.
Is there another tunnel that like leads up?
Any exit from the tunnels is pretty similar. However, this one actually is a set of stairs rather than a ladder. And it's just a metal set of stairs that leads up to a door at the top.
Through the door.
All right. Yeah. Does it just open?
Well, yeah. Touch the door first. Make sure it's not hot. Like there's a fire on the other side of it.
It is not hot. However, the music is definitely louder on the other side of the door.
Do we have any earplugs or anything?
Just thinking about that. No. We've got little pieces of t-shirt.
Yeah, I was just thinking that too.
Not much.
I think there's cotton in flares. If we pull them apart, we could put the cotton in our ears.
I wouldn't put explosive cotton in my ears.
I thought it was the gunpowder that was explosive.
Let's just rip up this t-shirt and shove it in our ears. Look, I have extra t-shirts. You could just wrap it around your head and tie it.
Yeah, it was smart bringing those since we're definitely going to need them more and more for Billy.
Yeah, and maybe for ourselves soon.
I hope not.
We ready to do this?
Yes.
Do we swing the door open wildly?
Might as well.
You're the one with the sledgehammer.
Well, it's just I'll swing it open wildly.
Okay. Swing the door open wildly. It seems like you walk into the entrance of a closet.
Okay, this isn't what I expected.
And there is another door in this room.
We'll just go through this next door.
Where the music is even louder.
The music's so loud now.
Yeah, that's what you do. You whisper when things get louder.
I don't want them to hear us here.
Someone put this on shuffle. This song's been playing for a long time.
It does have a very repetitive nature to it.
It's kind of hypnotic.
It's Hot Cross Buns, isn't it?
It's actually a recorder. There is light coming in from the other side of this door as well.
I'm ready with my rake.
I have a flare and a handful of salt.
Okay, that salt was clutch last time.
Got a pillowcase with a doorknob and a set of keys in it.
Excellent.
And the youngest one has a machete.
And a crowbar.
And a crowbar. Yes. All right. You go through the door?
Boldly.
You kick open the door, and in front of you is a large old gymnasium, one that you guys have not seen yourselves, or certainly have never played in. And there are several spotlights lighting up this room, and standing in the middle of it on a small podium is a man erratically playing a violin. Surrounded by him, there are strange markings on the floor that are in the color red. And there are several bodies of girls laying around on the floor as well.
This looks terrifying and reminiscent of a situation we've been in before.
Oh, this building's definitely gonna collapse into hell. Okay, anybody got a ranged weapon?
I'm just gonna yell, Eric Zahn!
Yeah.
He continues to play his erratic violin.
Maybe it's not him, guys.
But does anything else happen?
We gotta stop that music! I'm gonna start moving forward toward him.
All right.
Yeah.
As soon as you start moving forward, the twins materialize in the middle of this circle in front of him.
God damn it.
I cast Zone of Silence.
My goal is to break the circle.
With salt?
With your own circle.
No.
Create a smaller circle.
I want to separate the circle of bodies. Break the power of the circle.
All right. Let's do this. Let's actually roll initiative this time, because that'll be way easier for my brain to figure out.
I got a 12.
You can tell from the dice.
Roll a d20 first.
I got a 1.
Oh.
17.
You can roll a smaller die. You get a lower number anyway.
I got a 20.
17.
1. What if I started saying ace?
Yes.
It could go either way.
It feels more exciting. It feels... I kind of want to say that more often.
All right. Josh, you were going first.
He's standing in the middle of the circle. Circle is how wide?
20 feet altogether from one side to the other.
Okay. Twins are in the circle with him on either side.
in between us and him. They're in between. They're like, both in front of him. So if, like, this is the circle, you guys are down here, they're standing between. They're blocking your path from him directly.
And he's on a podium, so he's raised up a little bit from the twins and us?
Correct. About, we'll say 2.5 feet.
I'm going to move out and around to the right and see if either one of the girls follows me.
As you move, she definitely watches you. Well, the one that would be closest to you on that side is watching you move that way.
Okay. So I'm not main focus. They said I was next at one of the other things. I wanted to see if they would both follow me or if one would follow me or if they would ignore me. All right. I'm just going to keep moving, like, putting distance between myself and the group.
Okay.
Walking out and around.
So you're just running?
Not running, but...
Just moving.
Just moving, yeah.
Okay. That makes it so it is Maxwell's turn next.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to press forward toward the circle there.
Okay.
With my flare in...
And your handy
pistol of
pocket salt.
Pocket salt, yeah.
Okay. Doing anything.
I just want to get to that circle, try to break the circle. Maxwell's just certain this has to be some sort of crazy occult stuff at this point, and he's just trying everything he's seen off of, like, TV shows.
All right. So are you just moving at this point, or are you going to take an action?
Can I get to the bodies?
Sure.
All right, yeah. I want to try to break the circle of bodies.
Okay. What are you doing specifically?
So they're in the circle, the girls?
Yes.
All right, so I guess as soon as I get to the circle, I'm going to toss, like, bend down to grab, like, I guess, like, an arm or a leg to start pulling, and then with my flare hand and toss the flare into the circle, like, on my way down to grab the...
All right, give me a grit check. Give me a grit of 8 total to do both things.
A 10. Or all 0. I guess it depends.
Roll again.
Another 10.
Roll again. No shit, roll again, man. Amazing stuff here.
And a 3.
All right, so a 23 out of 8.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Right. You toss this flare right into the circle, and it goes skidding across the floor towards the twins, and you're actually pulling one of the girls out of the circle, and you've got her, you know, about halfway out of the circle now, which is fantastic. And as the flare goes skittering towards the two twins, they actually do move, both away from it, kind of perpendicular to where they are, one to the left, one to the right.
Awesome.
And it is one of their turns, the one that is closest to you. And suddenly you feel a tugging on your shirt and on this body. And you and the body that you're holding get yanked into the circle. And you're pulled about 6 feet closer to one of the twins. And she comes, not like rushing, but very quickly, quicker than she looks like she should be able to move. She is now directly in front of you.
Gonna release that handful of salt next turn.
And Andy, it is your turn.
I think Andy's gonna try to run up to Maxwell and try to pull him out of the circle, right? So now me and the twin girl are doing like a tug of war over him.
Okay, you're gonna try to pull him out?
Yeah.
All right, give me a brawn of a 6. Are you trying to pull the body out too, or just Maxwell at this point?
Just Maxwell.
Okay.
He moved the body out of the circle.
And she just tugged it back in.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. I got a 3.
All right, you are unsuccessful at pulling him in, so you are kind of right with Maxwell at this point. All right, Josh, you are moving around the other side of the circle from these two. And as you're moving, you know, kind of keeping the twins in your line of sight, you can see the one begins to move towards you, similar as the other one did, and you feel a tugging on your shirt as well. And you get pulled about 6 feet closer to the twin, who have the distance easily between the two of you. And Danny, it is your turn.
Seeing the twins separate and no longer be blocking the path between me and the person playing the violin, I start to whip the pillowcase around my head, and I'm going to launch it like a sling at who I assume is Erickson playing the violin.
All right, sure. Give me a brawn check. We'll put it at a 7.
12.
12, yes. Blow that shit up.
Fuck yeah.
Get it.
Oh. A 13.
13. All right. So good.
You throw the pillowcase at Erickson, and it hits him right in the violin. And the music temporarily stops. And he, for a moment, is brought out of this trance-like state that he is in. And the moonlight peeks in through one of the windows in here, and you guys can see the full moon. And as you're watching him, he begins to glow very strangely in this light. And then we're back to Josh's turn.
Did anything happen to the twins when he stopped playing for a second?
Nothing visually.
Okay.
I was hoping they would disappear.
I was wondering if they'd blink out, if they'd get fuzzy or something like that. Josh is going to yell at the top of his lungs and just charge the twin that's charging him with the machete.
All right, gonna stab a girl. Let's see it. That'll be a brawn of 4.
Brawn or fight?
I mean, a fight check. I forgot about that completely. A fight of 4.
7.
You run at her and you stab your machete and it goes into this child.
It's also a child. It's fine.
Peer. This goes into a peer, your peer.
Yeah, sure. And this time she screams as some blood spurts out of her stomach.
Okay, so they are human.
So they can be killed.
Yep, they can bleed.
I don't think I can do anything else.
Does the other twin react to this at all?
Great question.
No, no. Maxwell, though, it is your turn.
Where is the man with the violin?
Still in the circle. Still
on inside the circle?
Still on the podium. Yeah, he's on the podium in the middle of the circle.
All right.
And you have a twin like standing right over top of you and Andy.
Perfect. Pocket salt.
All right, give me a fight of a 4.
I did handicap myself with that pretty well. A 3.
You throw this handful of salt, and it does hit the twin in front of you and sends her back a foot or two. Not as effective as the first time. However, you also get some salt dust in your and Andy's eyes.
Oh, man. This is the worst.
Ow, my eyes.
Oh, I've done this to, like, 4 people now tonight.
And it is your turn, Andy.
Do I have to spend time recovering from my eye wound?
You're going to have a disadvantage on some of the things that you do.
I'm so sorry.
Roll the dice. Okay, so she's just standing there in front of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Like a foot or two away. She's really close.
I'm going to spin my whole body around, and I'm going to swing her with that sludge hammer.
Okay.
And I'm going to yell, Max, duck!
Give me a fight of a 4. She's just a child.
It's a 7.
Okay. You connect with this sledgehammer, and you manage to hit her, like, right in the side of her arm, and you hear a sick crunch that sends her sprawling to the floor.
Yay!
I have a human theory, like, my own personal player theory on what is happening right now, and it is... I really hope it's not the case.
I mean... I'm excited. These two have been terrorizing my dreams for, like,
since
days.
Since day one, yeah.
And
I get the character understanding what's happening, but I have a yeah.
Fan theory.
Suddenly, they both begin screaming. And at this, you see Eric Zahn pick up his bow again and begin to play his violin. And when he starts this time, you can see some strange purple aura emanating from the bodies that are dotted around him, and it seems like they are headed towards him and the violin. And the twin that you just stabbed pulls this machete from her stomach, and the other one sickly gets up and, like, rearranges her arm with a sickening crunch, and they are back up, still covered in blood. And the one that just pulled the machete out of its stomach, Josh, it screams at you once again, its mouth opening, but no sound comes out. However, you're hurled about 7 feet back, landing awkwardly on your ankle. So you're going to be a little injured there. For Maxwell and Andy, suddenly the twin in front of you, their eyes begin to glow a hellish red. And from its one palm emits a burst of flame, which is going to burn both of you. Andy, some of your hair gets singed off. Maxwell, your shirt begins to catch on fire from the bottom up and is currently burning.
Where's Billy in this?
Panicking. No one has taken over what Billy is doing yet, so.
Billy actually sees this and he says, "No one burns my sister!" and runs towards this twin with his hands suddenly bursting into flames as he pushes the one twin away with his hands. Only I get to do the flaming hands!
All right. So those two are currently in a kerfuffle. And Danny, it is your turn.
Danny is going to run towards Eric Zahn. And do I want to throw the pipe at him? No. I'm just going to run up, and if I can get close enough, I'm going to use the pipe to hit the violin and try to break it.
All right. Give me a brawn, I think, or a fight. What would you prefer?
Brawn.
All right, let's call it a 12.
I got a 5.
You smack this violin with your lead pipe, and similar to where you stabbed the book incorrectly the first time, this pipe goes rocketing out of your hand. So not similar to the dagger at all, but like similar to where it doesn't do anything, and your lead pipe goes sprawling across the gym floor behind you.
Well, that sucks. Just up here with the creepy violin dude. But luckily, he's just playing his violin.
All right, and it is Josh's turn.
Josh is going to grab the chain. He's going to push the twin, or he's going to... Do I have to push the twin, or can I move away from the twin that just pulled the machete out?
You got thrown like 7 feet.
Oh, that's right. Backwards. Yeah, so I got thrown. That's right. Josh is going to get up and pull the chain out of his backpack and run right for Eric Zahn's legs. And he's saying, "Danny, I'm going to need your help." And he's going to throw the chain, like swing the chain to try and get it to wrap.
You're trying around. To AT this motherfucker?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Or wrap it around his legs. And then if Danny's close enough or whoever's close enough, when we get a chance, I'll yank and try and pull him not only off the pedestal, but drag him out of the circle.
Okay.
There's a lot going on in that.
There is a lot going on in that.
But I would think the chain, the success of getting the chain around him.
Yeah, if that's good, because you're at the top of the initiative. Danny is
halfway bottom.
You are the bottom. That's right. You're one. You got a 20. You got a 1. There is infinite people in between.
Who is closer to me then than Danny? I was just going by him because I thought he had the highest brawn.
I mean, he is closest to Eric Zahn, though.
Okay.
He's up there. Okay. So if you want to do that, give me a grit check. Let's do a grit of 8.
12.
All right.
I missed the tray.
All right. Yeah, you're able to get the chain around Eric Zahn's legs. However, the amount of space that you had to cover as well as that is going to take up your action for the turn.
Perfect.
All right, Maxwell.
All right. Maxwell's going to start beating out the fire on the bottom of his shirt.
Okay. Free action. We won't.
Sick. Puts the fire out. I guess at this point, it's obvious that we have to get to the violin. Maxwell has seen that they get injured when the music is quiet and they're seemingly invincible and all-powerful when the violin is playing. But this girl is in between me and the violinist.
Yes. She is currently grappled up with Billy, who are exchanging burning hands.
Okay. I'm going to kind of try to run, spin, you know, serpentine my way over to that violin.
All right.
I think I'm going to pull out a road flare as well.
And what are you going to do with that? That's all just movement, pretty much.
So. Okay. I'm going to throw it at him.
At him.
At him.
All right.
I'm going to try to more, like, distract what's going on, break up the music pattern, try to, you know, distract from what is happening
there. Sure. Throw a flare. Give me a fight with Danny and Josh up there, too. So give me a fight of a 6 to get the flare in the right spot.
The 1.
Can I spend a token? I mean, I can't spend multiple tokens, can I? I can do +2 with my loyal.
I mean, that would make it better.
Oh, +1d6 to... oh, nope. I'm not using my army knife. Fuck.
Nope.
Yeah, so I can pay 1... token to give him +2.
Okay, so with a 3, you get the flare up there without injuring any of your friends or lighting anything on fire that you don't want. However, the flare does not like land perfectly on Erickson or anything. It is kind of at his feet on the podium.
Okay.
Now he's lit. Crazy red creepily footlights and looks like an...
just extra evil.
Yep.
You guys can see Billy fighting with this one twin. It's kind of awkward because Billy's a really weird guy. But suddenly, Billy is standing alone. And back closer to the podium, there is now a twin who just materializes next to you guys. And Danny, you suddenly get yanked backwards about 4 feet by the back of your shirt.
Wah!
Andy, what are you doing?
How far away am I from Eric Zahn?
Reachable. Everybody's like just about reachable at this point.
Okay. I would like to swing my whole body around again and use all of my momentum to try to take out the back of his knees with the sledgehammer.
All right. Give me a fight. We'll call it a 6.
It's a 3.
Can I?
You can.
So I feel like I have protective, which gives +3, but she's not needing protection. It's offensive. So another +2 for loyalty.
Yay!
All right. With a 5, you connect with Eric Zahn's legs, and you send him crumpling down just to his knees. He is barely able to play the violin, but is still...
Damn it.
He's switched over to The Devil Goes Down to Georgia.
And everybody make me a grit check of a 6.
Wow.
I got a 10.
Nice.
Got an 8.
It was 10.
20, but there's a wire room.
Go ahead.
2.
I got a 10, but I...
Blow it up?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Another 10.
All right.
And a 4.
Okay.
Nice.
Suddenly, from now that most of you are grouped up, another one of these gouts of flame, almost reminiscent of a fireball, hits in between all four. Anybody that didn't survive is going to have... No, anybody that didn't pass like, the check, what? Sorry, is going to be moved 4 feet back and currently is burned.
Okay, not me.
Not you. You're still up there, very much so. Maxwell, sounds like you're the only one that just got hit with this fireball again.
Original or extra crispy?
This is extra crispy.
Oh, man.
Retribution view. Throwing those flares around.
And so you want to see fire?
They said play with fire, get burned.
Danny, it is your turn.
Okay. I am no longer in possession of my lead pipe. I'm going to try to fight Eric Zahn for control of this violin.
All right. Give me a brawn of 10.
11. Yes.
As Eric Zahn's now been chained, kneecapped, flared, and all this, you are able to get the violin away from Eric Zahn, and the music stops. And the one girl that was stabbed with a machete, she begins bleeding again, and they both scream intensely at all four of you, or all five of you, I guess. Billy's still there somewhere. And they come running directly at the group of you.
Oh, God, they're running at us now?
When they screamed, did, like, the telekinesis push thing happen again, or no?
Nope.
Okay. Mm. You wrestled the violin out...
Mm-hmm.
We should smash it.
So it's just
it
on the floor. Shot. Yeah.
I'm just sitting here like, twang, twang, twang.
Josh is going to stick to his original plan and still try and drag Zahn
away
out of the circle, away from the podium, away from the thing. He's still got him chained.
So an 11-year-old boy is going to drag an adult male out
who's
of a
already
circle.
On the ground.
Yeah.
That's I not think you that. Do it. It's not that hard.
I mean, it's pretty hard. I mean,
11?
Yeah, okay, give me, wait, I mean, I'll let you...
What kind of floor is it, though? Like, if
it's a wood floor.
I think you could drag something pretty big. I bet I could drag you, and I'm not, I don't know.
This is something like double a child's weight with a child's strength.
He's not going to fight, but you also only have, you'll only be able to move him about 6 seconds out. Give me a brawn of a 10 to move him.
I got a 4.
Okay, you're pulling, but you're not moving him very quickly. You're trying to yank him out of the... circle, but you know, he's also a full grown man and he's not dead, so he's not, you know, just complacent.
Yeah, but he just got the shit kicked.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was like prone or something.
That's what I mean. I thought he was on the ground already. I was just gonna drag him.
Well, yeah, but still, I mean, anytime I've been getting dragged against my will, there would be some fighting back, especially if the person dragging me is one of the 5 people that just smashed me with a sledgehammer, attacked me with a flare, and was trying.
I guess I didn't realize that he just got his knees smashed in and. He's getting his legs chained, like pulled with a chain.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably difficult to fight back in that mm-hmm. position or have any thought of wanting to.
Well, let's give it a try.
Let's keep going.
Let's go get a chain.
I'm not saying it's not working. It's just not quick. It's not a quick endeavor.
He's also possessed or something. So, like, maybe he's got that kind of strength going, I guess.
Maybe you should try and drag one of the limp, lifeless bodies to ruin the circle. That also seemed like they didn't like the idea of that. That might be better for you, Josh.
Yeah. Guess I'll drop the chain and grab and try and break the circle up.
Okay. Trying to drag a girl out?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty unhindered, so, like, that isn't hard. I'll give you that one. You're dragging the girl out. And you're just kind of like, is that a 1?
Yes, it was.
Oh, no.
I mean, you do manage to break the circle in some ways because you're able to pull one of the girls slightly out and smear some of the red liquid that is making up the circle here. Maxwell, you're up next. These two girls are still running at y'all.
It's kind of funny because my first thought was that I was going to go help him with the chain. And then he put the chain down.
Oh, what?
Like, immediately was like, I dropped the chain. And I was like, oh, I was thinking 2 of us could probably do it.
Well, that's why I tried to get Danny at first. Figured we'd be able to separate them, but.
These girls are running at us. Fucking pocket salt for the win. Let's go. Let's go for pocket salt again.
All right.
Apparently throwing things in people's eyes sucks.
Give me a fight of a 4.
fight of a four.
Seven.
A seven. All right. Yeah, you get a good hand of pocket salt directly into this child's eyeballs, and she crumples up onto the ground, crying.
Nice.
And then it'd be Andy's turn.
Yes.
Because she's incapacitated, so.
Oh.
No. The twins incapacitated.
Oh, thank God.
They came before you. Sorry.
I'm going to sledgehammer that violin.
Slamming everything. I love it.
Can I call it a fight?
Sure.
Yeah.
You can fight the violin.
What's the...
Well, we'll call it an eight.
I toss the violin on the ground in front of Andy.
So it's not an eight anymore?
No, eight? Just that way you're not going to hit me.
Yeah.
Eight's really high.
You've got friends.
Go for it.
A two.
A four.
Right.
Six, eight.
The violin rejects your smash with a hammer and sends it reeling from your hand, similar to what happened to Danny's pipe earlier.
Maybe I should try and hit one of the twins with the violin. This thing doesn't...
Maybe we should have kept the dagger?
It disintegrated.
Oh, okay. Well...
Just fall on the body weight on the violin. Violins are very fragile. Just trip onto it.
The other twin runs up to you, Andy, and tries to grab your sledgehammer out of your hand and protect the violin.
I thought it already flung out of my hand.
Sorry, yes. The other twin runs up and tries to push you away from the violin and scramble and grab it.
I want
to
grapple.
Okay, give me a fight of a two.
Eight. I blew it up. Seven.
All right. This little girl grabs onto you, and it is just like fighting a little girl. It is as if an 18-year-old was fighting an 8-year-old.
Stupid child, I have a little brother.
She screams in your face. And like when you look, her eyes are just pretty much completely dead.
I scream back in her face.
Okay.
Is Andy gonna fight her or?
And Danny, it's your turn.
I'm going to pick up the violin and I'm going to try and just smash it on the ground.
Okay. Let's call this, because you're technically fighting this magical violin. Let's call it an eight.
On a fight?
On a fight.
It's a five.
And no one's got anything that they can help out here with, right?
No.
No, I mean, I could use my coin to find a useful item, but...
That's not really going to help.
Yeah.
How many of us picked...
Useful item?
Useful item. Three out of four. That's fantastic.
To be fair, it came in super handy last time we played.
It did. We used it a lot.
Yeah.
I should have asked before I made it mine. Too many of the same strengths. That's why we're friends.
The violin takes no physical damage that you can see.
All right. Can I pick it up and put it in the pillowcase?
I mean,
shake it with the doorknob. Sure. That'll kill it.
You sure can.
Pick it back up and put it in the pillowcase with my doorknob and my set of keys.
Unless somebody wants to take over Billy, it would be Josh's turn.
What's the situation with the twins right now?
One is on the ground crying because she just got salt
and
directly in her eyes.
And screaming at
other is
Andy.
Screaming and throwing a tantrum being held by Andy.
And how's Eric doing on the ground?
He's just crawling around. His legs are tied up.
Is he still trying to make it to the...
He's trying to do anything. You guys... We don't know what exactly is going through Eric's head.
He's playing Nightcrawlers.
I don't know what's going through his head, but going through his back is a machete.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Josh, give me a fight of a two.
That's an eight.
Is that blow up?
No.
Oh, all right.
Unfortunately.
Josh commits murder as he stabs Eric Zahn through the back.
Oh, my God.
And Eric Zahn is no longer moving.
Does the credit scene come up?
Not yet.
Would you like to start from your save point?
And Eric Zahn is dead on the ground, and he is bleeding.
Oh, no.
And what about the twins?
The twins are still...
Big bad evil guy is the violin.
I'm still focused on that violin.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just do some group actions here, as there's very little threat at this point.
Okay.
Billy's going to say, "You guys can't smash it. This is what you got to do." And he's going to run over and grab the pillowcase out of Danny's hands and... empty it out, pick up the violin, and just hold it in his hands, and he starts shaking it as his hands start to glow red as flames start to come out of them. Picks up the violin and starts shaking it, and his hands start glowing red, and then they start emitting flames from his fingertips and around where he's holding the violin.
We're only 2d4. We need at least a 4 total.
A 2. And a 4.
All right.
Yeah!
Go ahead and blow that second one up. And another 4. All right.
Yeah.
And another 4.
Yeah! Yeah! Yes! out of three.
All right.
Is that 21?
Is that 21?
I think it's 21.
Billy grabs his violin with the last strength that Billy really has, because he has taken an absolute fucking beating today. This violin erupts in fire and then disintegrates into ash. And the ashes disappear before they even hit the ground. And as soon as this violin disappears, Andy, you are holding the hands of a girl whose body is quickly deteriorating. And suddenly you're just holding...
Ew, I let go. I let go.
You drop a corpse. The other girl stops its wailing on the ground and crumples into a dusty form. The moon, suddenly, which was shining brightly through the window, is masked by some heavy overcast and can no longer be seen. From here, there's an eerie quiet in the room as all of you are just standing in this room with now several dead bodies, including Eric Zahn's, which you murdered.
Huh. Okay.
Well, Billy doesn't look like he can do the whole earthquake and hide all the evidence thing again.
I mean, is anyone coming down here?
I don't even know how people get down here if we don't go the way that we came.
I mean, I have a feeling that this would just get tied to the pile of dead bodies that's just a little bit behind from where we came from.
Yep, and this dead pile of bodies also, yeah.
I say we leave with the stuff that we...
Came with?
Came with, and we just hide the door when we leave.
Or we could burn the bodies. I forgot, there are a lot of dead girls around us as well, aside from the two corpses and the dead man.
But we didn't kill those people, so like...
Josh definitely killed that one guy. I saw it.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what you did to that one girl, but that was gross.
What did I do?
You were holding her, and then you sucked the life out of her or something.
Nope.
I saw
life got sucked out of the other girl, too, and I was not holding her hand.
I thought she was just dehydrated from the salt.
Yeah, but you did it. They're twins.
I did not
do it. Sucked the life out
of
one through the other.
Here's the deal, children.
Do you feel
stronger? We never speak of this again, and we leave right now.
Should we burn the school down?
How many flares do you have?
I have 5 left.
We could just do the same kind of school as Maxwell does.
Online?
I don't even know what that means.
It's the future.
Anyway, should we leave?
Yeah, we should leave.
Yeah.
I mean...
This has been a gross day.
It has.
Yes.
Can we check and make sure all of the other girls that were around the circle are actually dead quick, though?
Yeah, to make sure they died quickly?
No, I want to make sure,
they're all actually dead.
Out, like,
yeah. If they're not, Josh is going to kill them if they're not dead yet, you know? Just slowly plunge my machete into their hearts, you know. If you're checking out the girls that are in the circle, it is strange as the bodies, they vary from a state of decay that is very, very old, almost mummified looking, to very fresh. And you do notice or recognize one of the girls in the circle is definitely the girl that you saw get stabbed underneath the streetlight.
Is it Shelly?
It is not Shelly, no.
Oh. Okay.
But they're all dead, so we get out of here.
Yeah, let's just go. We didn't actually do this, most of these murders, so let's just go.
I can always knock down the school tomorrow.
Why are we knocking the school down?
I don't know. That's how we got rid of the last bunch of bodies.
Okay. Again, never speak of this again.
I don't know if I can't.
I mean, you can speak to about it as much as you want, because no one's going to believe you anyway.
No one does believe us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's get out of here. This is gross.
Yeah
Bailey, we'll talk about knocking the school down when vacation's over.
We probably all should have went with Jack.
It's been so long, you can't even remember his name, Billy.
I can't.
And you all leave the school.
Yeah.
Where do you go after that?
Milkshakes.
Hospital?
It's like midnight. So.
We bring Billy to the hospital?
No. I'm fine.
The old tower.
The old watchtower. If you guys do leave the school and come out of the tunnel, where would you leave the tunnels from, I guess? Are you coming out in the hotel? Or are you coming out in historic Bethlehem?
Definitely back at Maxwell's house, which is the hotel.
I mean, the hotel had a lot of commotion going on. I think we should come out way down in historic Bethlehem and just kind of
wander back
around and see.
Oh, what's happening over there?
Or we could... Did we find a way from the silk mill to get out in the ground floor there? Or that building burned down too?
You guys don't know that
what
yet.
What is the state of this?
Yeah.
I still say we go out through the hotel and up to Max's place because that's got a good view of the town and we can assess. And it's a good alibi. Like, yeah, well, they saw us leaving. So what? We were fucking digging around playing. We've been fucking around the hotel all night.
back to the hotel then.
Okay. You guys get back to the hotel, and as you were going through, there are several firefighters and cops walking through the building, checking, because there's obviously no actual fire in here. However, you guys are able to sneak around easily and get back to Max's room if that's what you're doing.
Do you want to go to Max's room, or do you want to go to the rooftop?
Oh, the rooftop's a good idea.
Up to the roof. You guys have been there before, so.
I want
to
assess the situation in the town. When we went into the school, there was chaos, cops, fires.
There are several ambulances out front of the hotel. However, the police do have it sectioned off pretty well, not allowing people back into the front of the hotel at the moment. There is several fire trucks as well and sheriff cars. Looking over at the Silk Mills, there's no evidence of a fire at all. It is fully intact. The school is also fully intact. It did not crumble or anything. And besides the ruckus out in front of the bookstore and the hotel, there is very little else going on in this town.
So is all that an illusion? What's happening?
What happened to the naked guy? We just kind of left him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the news would tell us if he got arrested, right?
Do you think he made it back down into the tunnels? Well, no, because we closed the bookshelf so he couldn't have gotten in.
Yes, and the cops were coming in, so I assume the cops would take the naked man.
Yeah, they would have found him pretty easily.
Yeah.
Maybe he's in the drunk tank.
Well, yeah, hopefully.
Did we get away? Like, are we good? Like, how much of that was actually...
I don't know.
Like, real and...
Were those little girls really just corpses the whole time and we just saw them as little girls? Who knows? I think it's best to not think about it anymore.
I wonder what actually happened to them, because they went to school with us for a couple of days.
You got me. I was only here for part of the story.
At that, Billy walks back over to you and grabs your hand. Andy, are you going to go back to school or are you going to stay home now? It's way better with you here. It's a lot more fun.
I mean...
Danny said so.
I mean, I guess I'll stay here for a little while, and like while you guys are on vacation.
We might be on vacation for longer.
Well, I'm sure I could get some kind of excuse for my school that my town is under attack by a cult. I don't know. There's got to be an excuse for that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can use that excuse, you know, multiple times.
Well, I was in regular school before, and now I'm in college, so like...
Yeah, she doesn't go to school with us anymore.
Yeah, I guess
they haven't heard this excuse.
She'll have to wait. She can't use it next year when we come back. Do it a third time.
You think they'll let us use it?
I don't know.
I mean, your school's going to be closed
a
while.
They let Danny skip a whole grade because of what he went through. They kept me back.
Well, that's because you can't read, Billy.
Oh, well, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, me too. Milkshakes tomorrow?
Sounds good.
What time is it right now?
2 a.m.
Very late, after around midnight.
Oh, well, that means no one's in the kitchen. We could probably just go downstairs and make them now.
I mean, doesn't hurt.
Billy's eyes light up. You have the stuff to make milkshakes downstairs?
Well, I assume so. We ordered some.
And he...
Like, already gone?
In a flash, is gone. Door just swinging, still swinging open as he super speeds down the stairs to the kitchen to make milkshakes.
And that's where we're going to put a pin in Crits on Bikes, take two.
That was fun.
Great job, everybody.
Thank you.
Man, that was a good one.
I think so, too. Tough puzzle. Thanks. I tried on that one. So, excellent job. Great rolls. Good fighting. Really enjoyed finishing up the season with you guys. Really enjoyed season two. Can't believe it's already over. Can't wait. We're getting the next episode after this is going to be our wrap party, and we'll talk about what season three brings at that point. Until then, we will...
See you next Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Tales from the Crit is part of the Wolfbeard Games Podcast Network. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crit Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend.
Maxwell, as you stand in your hotel room, after a few crazy days, suddenly from next to the bathroom, a large portal opens up, and a woman steps out. Well, Maxwell, how'd your history experiment go?
Do I call you Margaret, or do I call you Miss Sullivan? I can't, it's been a while.
Margaret's fine. We're on a first name basis.
Well, Margaret, it was different. I kept forgetting that they didn't have the internet for a really long time, and I kept talking about it, and I thought it was going to have that effect where it changes the future. Is everything okay back in the future? Or the present, I guess?
Your future? Yeah. Your present? I haven't been back there. I'm going to bring you back now. We can find out if anything's happened.
But... Oh, I thought you were going to be making sure there were no ripples.
Well, I had some other things to attend to.
Did the dinosaurs go all crazy again?
They've stayed in the past.
Oh, that's good.
That's been great, yep.
I did not like that. They were big. Yeah, I didn't know you were sending me back to such a violent place. There was a lot more murder.
Murder?
Yeah, there were these children, these two little girls, and they set a teacher on fire at the school during a school event.
Huh. That wasn't supposed to happen. Maybe there have been some ripples from some other things.
And there was a werewolf who played violin, and there were hidden tunnels under the entire town, and that's where the werewolf lived, and that's where he kept a pile of dead bodies. There were so many dead bodies.
Okay. We should go back. Don't write that in your history report. I don't think anybody will believe you.
But I saw them.
Okay. Yeah. Let's just get you back to your own time. I think that'll be fine. We're even now, right? Thanks for helping me save the dinosaurs and, you know, your timeline and that whole snafu.
Yeah.
We're straight?
Yeah.
All right, good. Now I just owe Vivian. And, boy, her ask was pretty wild. So.
Oh, what'd Vivian want?
I think she wanted to do an in-depth interview with Al Capone.
Oh, wow. That's very Vivian.
It is very Vivian.
Very Vivian. That's fun to say.
It is. All right, let's get you back to...
To the present.
To the present. Let's go. And the portal closes.